And now, on PJ and Jim, time for your weekly COVID update with Tara Duggan.
Yes, it is. Time to get the bit of COVID news that isn't quite making it to the other news that goes on when Tara does the news.
Yeah,
isn't it?
This is kind of like, you know, the stuff that we don't think. We think about all the numbers and figures and how we doings and, oh, Lord, do we think about the pubs.
Does anybody ever stop thinking about the pubs?
And the hairdressers.
Of course, yeah, that's the big
one. Funny enough, I don't think about the hairdressers quite as much.
Yeah. And now I've followed you down the road of, you know, the old slappity baldy. I'm kind of into it. Hasn't been on my mind either.
Anyway, we know this week, because we've been given a tip off, that you're talking about pandemic dreams.
Yeah. See, this all came to me the other night when I was in Las Vegas with Christina Aguilera making mosaics from blue and yellow glass.
This is, yeah.
Which was a wonderful experience, wow. I have to say. Yeah, she's a nice girl.
And very talented
at the old crafting, you know, and the mosaics.
My God.
We made this beautiful...
She would have made it as a Blue Peter presenter, would she?
Yes, potentially. Wow. Actually, now that you mention it, so would I. We made this really beautiful mosaic, like a big plate.
Right.
Which you'd maybe hang up. I was thinking it would look great on the back wall just above my decking outside the back garden.
Of course it would.
And it was amazing.
If only it was real.
It was blue and shimmery and it had like little bits of yellow glass in it. And you see, I came into work then the next day and I was telling Helena about this.
Right.
Who works on the Boylan team. She told me, funnily enough, that the night before she'd given birth to a baby who was possessed.
Oh, that's a good one.
And she had to arrange for what you call it when they...
Exorcism or something.
That's what normally happens in Vegas.
Yeah. And
well, she wasn't in Vegas.
What normally happens on the Boylan show.
Good point. Well made. And she was actually so disturbed by this that she had to turn on the telly and watch something like for
an
hour.
It was that vivid.
She was convinced she'd given birth to a possessed baby.
That's a good one.
And Mike then overheard this on one of the days when he actually turned up to work this week. Mike heard this, and of course we all know now that Mike no longer works for Classic Hits because obviously he had a huge row with the two of you the other day.
Yeah, he was telling me about this. Yeah,
a massive row.
I'm only hearing about this now.
Oh, a massive row with the pair of you.
I hate that when somebody has a row with me and I don't even know it.
He was devastated, and of course he came to me looking for support thinking, you know, Tara will back me up on this, and no I didn't.
Naturally.
I was with you two on this.
Obviously.
He had a chat with Niall Boylan, which clearly did him no good whatsoever, because last scene he was on a boat heading up the Liffey, having left his job.
Right, so Mike literally, somebody said to Mike, get the boat. And he did.
Yeah. Ah, that's fantastic.
He sailed off into the, I don't know whether it was sunrise or sunset of the Liffey. So this was all, and I kid you not, this is all in one night last week.
So all three of us
had these experiences.
Those dreams happened on the same night.
On the same night. Wow. So we were looking into this, myself and Mike, there has to be something in this. And there actually is. There are currently at least 5 studies in the likes of Harvard. I'm not just talking about, you know, your piddly little, you know.
It's not just you, Mike and Helena.
No, it's not just me, Mike and Helena.
We should do a bit of research.
Yeah, do a bit of cholesterol tech on this.
Cholesterol tech. There are a number of studies underway. Apparently, pandemic dreams are a thing. A huge thing. Apparently, Google searches for weird dreams have doubled since this time last year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And the suggestion is basically that in times of stress and strain, it's our subconscious's way of trying to figure it all out and work it all out. And that's why more people are reporting having absolutely cray-cray dreams at the moment.
We've had... Damo has been on, right? He had a... His one is... There was himself and Liam Gallagher, okay?
Always the great start to a dream.
From Oasis.
Yeah.
Himself and Liam Gallagher apparently were walking down Damien's old road in Drimna when they saw Cliff Richard and he was playing tennis outside a youth club and Damien and Liam Gallagher started slagging him by singing his Cliff Richard song Wired for Sound.
What a mad...
Great tune.
Like, honest to God, like... You know what I mean? I hear what Tara's saying here, right?
Yeah.
Like she's saying this is the brain trying to work out and calculate the stress in your life and subconsciously find the solution to it.
Yes.
And then you're wandering around listening to Cliff Richard outside the local tennis club. What?
With Liam Gallagher.
Possessed babies or making mosaics with Christina Aguilera. Yeah.
If only what happened in Vegas stayed in Vegas.
But... So this apparently has happened before as well. 9/11, apparently. After 9/11, when people obviously, and particularly in the United States, were very stressed, very concerned, what's going on in the world,
right,
that there was this massive reporting of really weird dreams again. Is also some suggestion that because we're maybe all a little bit, and even those of us who aren't maybe displaying stress in our waking hours.
Yeah, it's kind of bubbling under.
It's bubbling under. Yeah. And so we're sleeping a little more lightly and we're waking up more often. So maybe we're just remembering our dreams more than we would do. And then there's also the school of thought that, do you know what? We're in lockdown, or we've been in lockdown. No one's getting up and going to work. And we're just actually having an old doze in the afternoon, as well as going to bed maybe a bit earlier and sleeping in a bit longer.
Because people's sleeping habits are definitely weird. The amount of people, like normally when you drive to work at, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning, you don't see an awful lot of people. Nowadays, though,
there's kids out on bikes.
There are.
There's loads of kids on bikes all over the place, like teenagers sort of thing.
Yeah.
There's loads of people still walking. At that time in the morning, even on days like today when it's, you know, pissy rain.
Just see fellas just sitting on walls. You know, they're just lads, middle-aged men sitting around outside looking at walls.
That was me and it was once, right?
Yes.
But let us know your pandemic dreams. We want to hear the weird and the wacky. But this is the thing,
lads. It's going to take something to compete with that. So just to set the bar then, we have you and Christina Aguilera in Vegas making mosaics. Helena...
Giving birth to a
possessed baby and having to get an exorcism performed. Mike apparently having a row with PJ, you and I.
Yeah.
And then getting on a boat on the Liffey.
Yeah. It's brilliant.
And heading off.
This is incredible. And don't forget Damo and Liam Gallagher slagging Cliff Richard.
I don't understand that.
I don't understand. Why would you slag? Of all Cliff Richard tunes, Wired for Sound has to be one of the best. That was the one with the video where they were on the roller skates, wasn't it? Roller disco.
That's from that dream.
Like, surely Living Doll was the go-to.
Exactly. Or Carrie.